I'm glad that this time of quarantine has not changed you, that you're still a grump who likes to be in control. Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. How you doing?
I'm good. It's nice sitting in our closet at our home to be able to record this podcast.
Yeah. At this point, we're too afraid to even go into the office to record.
I don't know about too afraid, maybe too responsible.
That's a good point.
We're doing our duty to not spread COVID-19.
Which, to our best knowledge, we do not have.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, sorry to all those people who on Tuesday tried to listen to our podcast and found out that it was just the same one from the prior week reposted. That was my bad, everybody. Sorry
that was
about
a mistake
that.
On my part, too.
We posted the correct one on Wednesday or Thursday, and we hope that you went back and still listened to it.
Yeah, and we are making a new podcast episode right now that's about to be fresh out of the oven.
That's right, and I hope you listen to this one, too.
Yeah. And we just want to put our most heartfelt wishes out to anyone listening and really everybody in the world right now. We're all coming together to try to fight the spread of this virus.
Coming together by staying away from each other.
Exactly. Because it's the right thing to do. So I really appreciate everyone who has decided to make that a priority. And for people who are having to continue working, you know, thank you for doing the work that's essential to people who need your services. It's a time of great reflection, I think, for everyone at once to be grateful for what we have and be grateful for the people who make our world work as we are used to it working.
While you're self-reflecting, maybe you should also reflect about how much you like our podcast and then turn that reflection into a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts Stitcher.
Real subtle. But we also understand that, you know, this is a crazy time. People are adjusting to kids being at home. People are adjusting to the new normal of working from home or the new normal of, you know, having a business just not functioning the way that it used to. So we are really feeling for everyone, and we want to hear from you. So send us a tweet and let us know how it's going for you. I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And you can also email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. Netflix Party lets friends have movie nights while social distancing. Here's how it works. This was written by my colleague Charles Trepani. He writes, quarantine and chill? Just because you're social distancing in response to coronavirus doesn't mean you and your friends have to forego your movie nights or TV watch parties. Thanks to a Google Chrome extension called Netflix Party, groups of friends can get together virtually and watch their favorite Netflix titles on their computers at the same time. The extension also comes with a chat room, so you can share your reactions to the programs as you watch. In order to participate, all you need is a Google Chrome browser, the extension, and a Netflix subscription. Here's how it works. Go to netflixparty.com on a Google Chrome browser and click Get Netflix Party for Free. This will redirect you to Netflix Party's page on the Chrome Web Store. Click Add to Chrome and then click Add Extension in the pop-up window. Netflix Party will then be added to the top right corner of your Google Chrome browser next to the address bar. It will have the initials NP. Make sure your friends have downloaded NP onto their Google Chrome browsers as well. Using your Google Chrome browser, go to Netflix.com and play the show or movie you all want to watch. Then click the NP button on your browser. You'll also have the option of making yourself the one in charge of pausing, fast-forwarding, and rewinding by checking the Only I Have Control box. If you don't, anybody in your party will be able to use these features. Click Start the Party and copy the URL that appears. Send this URL to the people you want to join your party. Once your friends open the link, they should log into Netflix and hit the NP button on their Google Chrome browsers. You should now be synced up. Enjoy your TV or movie. You can also communicate with each other via group chat on the right side of the screen. Choose a festive user icon and screen name and share all your binge-watching feels through messages, screenshots, emojis, and GIFs. That's all the instructions.
So I don't like this at all. And let me tell you why, Shannon. There's a lot of reasons.
You were holding back this whole time?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like it at all. When the world is normal, I'm not usually watching TV or movies with anyone but you anyway. And there's good reason for that. Like, I don't really want other people to talk during them. I don't want to talk during them. Like, I don't really need to share my feelings or reactions. I just want to have them quietly.
So you have reactions in your head, but you don't?
Sometimes I'm just sitting there and trying not to think too much, or, you know, it's just, it's a break. So to have to, like, contribute to some sort of conversation while it's going on just sounds unnecessary and exhausting. Also.
So there's more that you don't like about it?
Well, that's the biggest thing for sure. Also, I would definitely want to be in control because I'm going to pause it a lot to go to the bathroom, to get food.
What?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pausing.
What do you mean?
And people just have to, you know, work around it.
I'm glad that this time of quarantine has not changed you, that you're still a grump who likes to be in control.
This is why I don't watch stuff with other people. I got to take breaks, you know, and
we're not really big movie people. We really don't watch a lot of movies.
Not really. More TV. We're more TV people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a third reason.
Ooh.
I don't like to be reminded that my friends have better internet than me. I'm assuming there's going to be, like, buffering, or maybe, like, maybe my frame rate would suffer because theirs is so much better or something. You know? Like, I don't want to be reminded that people...
I mean, these are all kind of worst case scenario situations.
I'm not a fan. I think it's a bad idea. Swing and a miss. Netflix / the internet or whoever came up with this.
My cousins and I are all getting together to watch something. That's my brother and three cousins. We're all going to be sharing a Netflix party to watch a rom-com, which I don't think you want to watch a rom-com anyway.
Yeah, I planned on not contributing or contributing to a very, very mild extent.
Well, good, because you weren't invited anyway.
The other thing that's annoying about us, Shannon.
Oh, there's
let's
more.
Add more to
Wait,
the
there's
list.
A fourth item?
Yeah.
A fourth?
Yeah. We normally watch Netflix through an app on our TV. You know, I got my nice big TV and surround sound system, and in order to use this plug-in, you gotta watch it on your computer, and I'm not set up for that, and I don't wanna.
You have a laptop.
Yeah, I don't wanna watch it on my laptop. I wanna watch it on my big TV with my surround sound. So there's that too.
So you've pretty much stomped all over my dreams. But the good thing is that I don't need you to have a Netflix party. In fact, I can talk to you at any point, so it wouldn't make sense to have you in the chat.
I think you have noticed before that when you talk to me during TV shows and movies that I don't like it.
You immediately pause.
Yeah, I usually pause it and I'm just like, what is your question, Shannon?
It's not always a question.
It's often a question. And most of the time, the question is something that I don't know the answer to yet either, because it hasn't occurred yet in the show. And I usually have to answer with, Shannon, I have all the same information you have right now, so I don't know I don't know. You just got to keep watching.
That's not the nicest response.
And often they on the TV answer your question almost immediately, too. You're just like, well, why are they doing that? Oh, that's why they're doing that.
Yeah. Well, I've kind of learned. I think I don't do it as often as I used to.
Yeah, I think because since they invented smartphones, you just haven't paid attention at all.
Mm.
Aww.
I mean, there's a lot to take in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, I'm going to be enjoying that. I'm curious if anyone listening has used Netflix Party. Let us know what you think of it. You can tweet us. And also, do you agree with me or with Dusty? Is it good or is it not so great? IBM and Honeywell sign on with White House to help fight COVID-19. This was written by my colleague Jefferson Graham. He has a daily podcast called Talking Tech that has reviews and the latest tech news and information. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. We recommend checking it out. He writes, IBM is looking to supercomputers to help find a cure to the COVID-19 virus with a consortium that includes many top universities and labs, such as Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. This is all according to President Donald Trump, who announced it in the daily COVID-19 task force briefing at the White House this past Sunday. IBM calls it the COVID-19 High Performance Computing Consortium and says it will bring, quote, an unprecedented amount, unquote, of computing power, with more than 265 petaflops, 775,000 CPU cores, 34,000 GPUs and counting, to, quote, help researchers everywhere better understand COVID-19, its treatments, and potential cures. Have you never heard of a petaflop before? Because I haven't.
I am embarrassed to say that I have no idea what a petaflop is. I'm a software engineer, Shannon. You can't just make up words like petaflop and expect expect that to pass, because that's not a thing. That's made up.
What?
I'm sure it's a thing. I can't believe I never heard of it.
I want to Google it.
Yeah, Google it. What the heck is a petaflop?
Oh, this is a situation where if we had just continued instead of pausing and having a conversation, there would be more information. Thanks, Jefferson. For context, a petaflop enables a computer to move at super fast speeds. CPUs are the processors that function as the brains of computers. I'm sure you knew that.
I knew what a CPU was, Shannon. Come on.
And GPUs, what are those?
Graphical processing units?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Are processors used for gaming functions on a gaming console and can quickly render data-heavy graphics, images, and video. I think the biggest context that was needed was that petaflop. Super fast speeds.
I'm still not sure that that's a real thing.
What?
We don't deal with petaflops at my job.
Doesn't make it not real, Dusty. Come on now. Dario Gill is the director of IBM Research, and he says these high-performance computing systems allow researchers to run very large numbers of calculations in epidemiology, bioinformatics, and molecular modeling. He said, quote, these experiments would take years to complete if worked by hand, or months if handled on slower, traditional computing platforms, unquote. IBM said its Summit supercomputer has enabled researchers at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory and the University of Tennessee to screen 8,000 compounds to find those that are most likely to bind the main spike protein of the coronavirus. That would render it unable to infect host cells. The company said, quote, they were able to discover the 77 most promising small molecule drug compounds that should now be experimentally tested. This is the power of accelerating discovery through computation, unquote. Additionally, Trump said Honeywell will expand its personal protective equipment manufacturing operations in Smithfield, Rhode Island, and, quote, produce millions of N95, unquote, protective masks. Darius Adamczyk is the Honeywell chairman and chief executive officer. He said, quote, we are honored to support the U.S. government's efforts to protect Americans with personal protective equipment made right here in the United States. Our Rhode Island facility already produces industry-leading safety gear and soon will play a critical role in supplying the strategic national stockpile with N95 masks, unquote. Honeywell said it expects the move to add some 500 new jobs in Rhode Island. In a statement, Amazon said it was proud to be part of the supercomputer team. It reads, quote, working together, government, business, and academic leaders can utilize the power of the cloud to advance the pace of scientific discovery and innovation and help combat the COVID-19 virus, unquote. Google said in a statement that it looks forward to participating, quote, and identifying ways that data-driven research can help counter this global pandemic. To help do so, Google will provide access to high-performance computing capabilities to researchers and academic institutions chosen through a proposal process which meet our criteria for educational grants, unquote.
I think this is all a real bad idea, Shannon.
Oh my gosh. You can't call out Netflix Party and the supercomputer.
I can. And let me tell you why. Yeah, they're going to plug all these computers in and they'll help us this time. But then they'll use all this information they gathered against us in the coming battle between humans and robots.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe all it took was for Watson and Siri and whatever the Google AI voice is.
I think they call it Google Assistant.
Google Assistant to get into a room together. And now they're going to be like, yeah, we'll help them with this one, but we're going to make something worse. Mark my words, Shannon. Mark my words. But in the meantime, great. Thanks. Thanks for the help, guys.
Oh, man. And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go. 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed, an IOC member says.
It's a real shame. This was going to be my year, Shannon. I've been training for 38 years and this was gonna be it.
Next year
I'll be no good.
It's obviously terrible that the Olympics are being postponed for all those athletes and all those people who work so long.
Yeah, it's a funny joke because I did not do that, but but it is really sad for those who did.
Yeah, but postponing is a little different than like someone having to wait another 4 years,
right?
Amazing scenes as cherry blossoms bloom around the world.
We have one in our front yard.
It's good because we can see it since we're at home.
Yeah, we don't have to go into DC to enjoy them.
Apple's Siri can now identify COVID-19 symptoms.
That's pretty cool. It's only a matter of time before she gets together with Watson and the Google Assistant to use it against us.
Golf still available in many spots despite the virus.
Yeah, golf is a thing you can do pretty secluded. You each get your own golf cart. You don't even have to really get that close to anyone.
Jon Bon Jovi is writing a coronavirus song.
Can't wait to hear it, Shannon. That guy is the best musician to ever come out of New Jersey.
No.
Way better than any Bruce Springsteen.
Stop it. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson feel better and offer hope in an update about coronavirus.
That's good news.
Neil Diamond turns Sweet Caroline into a coronavirus PSA.
Lots of parodies going around right now, Shannon.
That's true. In the pits, a virtual race is a real success for bored NASCAR.
Uses a lot less gas, too.
Mm-hmm. Utility phone and internet companies are giving consumers a break.
That's nice.
Don't like Zoom? Try Skype, Google Hangout, or Teams.
What if I don't like any of those? I think I'm fine with just looking at your face for the foreseeable future.
That's pretty cute. Cut yourself a break. Don't look at your 401k.
Yeah, I have not been. I'm terrified. Yeah.
Netflix started a $100 million fund to help entertainment workers.
Give it all to Brad Pitt. That guy's really hurting right now.
Next week, and I tell my husband the news. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I tell my husband the news as part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.